This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Monday, the 11th of November. Yep, it is Veterans Day. As the live DJV program, as is the case with most holidays, we are here to serve. That's really what I figure this program is all about, serving, helping people, doing the right thing. And Jennifer agrees, as does Victoria and Carrie. They're enthusiastically here at my side, at your side. We are on the air, ready to go. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Carrie Schillen. I sound like Jimmy Fallon, in a manner of speaking, who I will talk about in a little bit because he was at the Radio Hall of Fame dinner on Friday night. But it's Monday, starting another week. Most people do actually have the day off. This is a valuable, worthwhile holiday, which we'll talk about during the course of each of the hours of the program today. Many people are listening who either don't get the program because there's a local program where we are, but the stations decide they want to have a live program. They know that we are here and reliable. And then there are other people who don't get up quite as early. Sometimes they are, they're gone already. They have packed up their bags and their lunches and gone off to work. So welcome one and all to our discussion of what's going on, the trending stories of the day, which Jennifer Horn will start with as a reflection on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Rex Tillerson and John Kelly have the right to do whatever it is that they want. We have a free country here, Jennifer, right?
Well, we do have a free country, but there is a new book that's out from Nikki Haley, who's a former ambassador to the UN, and a lot of people believe is maybe on the path to being the first female president. I think a lot of people are hopeful that she might run in 2024. She's got this book out that says both Rex Tillerson and that was the Secretary of State, remember, former Secretary
early,
of State.
The first one.
The first one.
Yep.
And White House Chief of Staff, former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, actually sought to recruit her to work around Trump and subvert him, but she refused. She said, with all due respect, Tillerson, she described as exhausting and imperious, and Kelly as suspicious of her access to Trump. She said that Kelly and Tillerson confided in me that when they resisted the president, they weren't being insubordinate. They were trying to save the country. It was their decision, not the president, that were in the best interest of America. The president didn't know what he was doing. This is what Haley wrote about these two. And Tillerson also said people would die if Trump was left unchecked, according to Nikki Haley. Tillerson did not respond for comment when this piece of the memoir was released over the weekend, and John Kelly declined to comment as well in detail, but said that if providing the president with the best and most open legal and ethical staffing advice from across the government so he can make an informed decision is working against Trump, then guilty as charged. So there have been a lot of reports that there were people very close to the president who were trying to work against him or subvert him, as Nikki Haley suggested, and this is the first time that someone within his administration had actually called out who these people might be. I think there was a lot of people suspecting that it could have been Rex Tillerson or John Kelly, but Nikki Haley now put a name on that in her memoir.
So what does she get out of this? Nikki
Haley. Well,
obviously a lot of attention.
Boston favor with Trump.
Yeah, I mean, her name was trending all weekend.
Yeah, and I don't know if she even needs a favor with Trump. They seem to have a pretty good relationship, but I think it obviously gets her attention. It's some juice. I mean, people want to have tea to spill in a book, if you know, so people will pick it up and read it.
Right. So does this help her with the so-called base, whatever that is, because the base seems to change, but the moment, the base of the Republican Party at the moment, does this help her with them?
She didn't need to do it, because I think the base already loves her. She was the most popular member of Trump's cabinet with both Democrats, Republicans, and
why would that have been?
Really
why,
liked her.
Explain for those who don't know, she's former governor of North Carolina or South Carolina?
South
Carolina. Mm-hmm. She became the ambassador to the United Nations. She was talked about as a presidential candidate, but let's talk a little more about her and what her politics are, because I've never seen her as someone who, she's not a Pence-type Republican, is she, in terms of social attitudes? Is she more like Trump that doesn't really, he's not on the surface, and even I think deep down, that isn't the stuff that really propels him.
Well, you know, I don't know, because she was as somebody who was at the United Nations, I don't know how much she dealt with social issues. Certainly, she dealt with other nations' behavior. I mean, one thing that the Trump administration has not tolerated, and they get no credit for this, is they don't tolerate the mistreatment of LGBTQ people around the country. I mean, around the globe, around the whole world. And that was one thing that Nikki Haley spoke out for. I remember when the Trump administration said they wouldn't work with governments who are throwing gay people off of balconies, essentially. So that's maybe one of the only social...
But they aren't going to, because that group that would support that is not in support. Everything Trump does is wrong, as far as they're concerned. How many times can you find maybe three things in 2 years that there has been agreement from those people who are so hardcore against him, that the Huffington Post is a perfect example. What do you think their headline is going to be today? It's going to be all about glorifying Rex Tillerson and John Kelly, not that they were rats in the White House. And that's their approach, and there are others who have that same sort of approach. So somehow or other, we have to, I guess, figure out a way around.
Well, part of it is people just don't know, because the media has decided not to report any of the quote-unquote good stuff that they get from the Trump administration. So there's kind of that concerted effort to try to make things more negative than they are.
Or if something comes out, people don't believe it. They scoff at it.
But everybody has a right to their opinion, but you asked me about Nikki Haley. I think that Nikki Haley was very popular because she's got strong character. I think she was able to go and really push back against people at the United Nations, but with a sense of grace. And so that is more important to people. It's not as important to me, but a lot of people like that presidential look. And so if that's what people are after, she's got kind of that strength and that backbone, but she still manages to have grace when she does it.
So there is a move afoot. There's a desire, it would seem. We've had our first black president, had a first Catholic president. Now there may be a desire to either have the first woman as president, or the first Jew as president. Was with some friends over the weekend, and one of them, who is Jewish, said to me he didn't think the country was ready yet to elect a Jew. I don't agree with him at all. I think Bloomberg's very electable. And so in that circumstance, there is a lot of discussion to be had. One of the things that I have to sort of move this subject matter along a little bit, Bernie Sanders and some of his friends, his supporters like AOC, have been scoffing over the weekend because apparently Amazon owner Jeff Bezos is the one who has been encouraging Michael Bloomberg to run for president. And they are laughing because it's the focus on the billionaires. Like, being a billionaire in and of itself, or having money in and of itself, is a bad thing. And there are all kinds of conversations here, but one of them that bothers me is that there is this inherent, and it's all about Elizabeth Warren and her saying they're going to tax the rich, and it sounds like Robin Hood to, steal from the rich and give to the poor. There is that, and there are plenty of people who have money who are willing to do more maybe than they do, but they do it on their own without being forced to do it. In many of these billion-dollar, I use the Gates Foundation as an example, and Bloomberg's got one of them. Most everybody does. And so people, this uses it as a tax dodge. Well, you know what? If we become that cynical, and we become that, if this is the divide, Without these people, without Bezos, there'd be no Amazon. How many jobs are attached to Amazon? Look at the ads even around today. They're hiring 8,000 people for Christmas. And then whether it's, you can talk about Bloomberg, frankly, and what he did, his contribution to the world of the economy and business. And what the
that philanthropy tool. Is incredible.
Yeah. So
it's really, you know, when you talk about Jeff Bezos and Bloomberg and Bill Gates, there are plenty of billionaires who do a lot of great, great things for the planet. And yeah. I mean the people, the animals, the conservation, like there's so much. Not everyone does. There are certainly plenty of billionaires who don't even give to charity. We got one in the White House, but you know, not all billionaires are bad. And I think that is a very.
But that's,
I don't
you know what everybody gets to decide whether or not they want to give or not.
Yeah, but that's the
and it's
point.
Fine, but we're you know if we're judging billionaires, there's not all of them should be judged negatively. I agree with Doug on that.
Yeah, I think the frustration. I don't know about Bernie and AOC. I'm not sure what their take is on it because I didn't hear the story. I think some people's frustration is that they don't necessarily. Feel represented by a billionaire. I guess my personal view is, okay, when was the last time you felt any fear about losing your job or not having enough money or not being able to get to work because your car broke down and you're only making $40,000 a year, so you probably only own one car. I think that sometimes it's not to say that they can't run the country.
But
obviously, they're good at running businesses.
What is going after billionaires have to do with people not having enough money of their own?
I'm saying, as a president, or anyone in government, I don't think that they understand what it's like to be in the middle class.
So what do we do about that? Do we eliminate people who are billionaires from being able to run?
No, I just want it to be more accessible. This doesn't really even have to do with billionaires. I think it just has to do, for me, with how much money there is in politics. I want it to be more accessible to normal people.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's gotten to the point where it feels like you can't run for office unless you have millions of dollars.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we always talk about how people in those positions get out of touch. Remember, they don't know how much a bag of, you know, toilet paper is or a tank of gas is or something like that. But I think that's one thing. Yes. The other thing is that AOC and Bernie and people who are pushing in their direction are pushing away from what our American dream is, and that's to work harder, better yourself, try to attain that status where you did better than your parents did. They want the government to support everybody. They're telling you who they are. They are against people working hard and having success and becoming billionaires. It is.
True.
They are pushing towards socialism where they want everybody to be the same.
No, but what do they get out of it?
But ask AOC and Bernie what they're for, and they're for
they
a form of socialism.
Everybody.
I'm not saying that they represent everyone. I'm saying that they're telling you exactly what they think, and we
there
just need to
listen
to them.
There were fair working wages and a minimum wage where people don't. Where she was a waitress, and while she was in school, this it's totally incorrect. And it's honestly, we talk about fake news here, but it runs on the other side too. That's completely incorrect, and it's just spreading a lie.
It's actually not. I mean, here's the deal.
Okay.
I was talking to a guy who came here from Jamaica, and this was during 2016. And he said the scariest part of the presidential election is watching people clamor behind candidates like Bernie Sanders. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm saying they're misguided into the direction, the true fundamentals of how this country was founded. And he said that the scariest thing that he could see is that people pushing for the form of government that he did everything he could to escape. Because there was no upward mobility and there was no movement ahead for him.
So you can see that in Europe where some of the wages.
Yeah, and I don't mean it to be mean or divisive or argumentative. I really believe that we have to listen to what these people say they want to, what they envision.
But we
have
to listen more and be more tuned in to what the real issues are. I think that's safe to say. It's 20 after the hour on the DJV program.
Geico presents... Oh, not again. Another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven?
And all of the burners.
My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Thank you. today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Started here with our musical portion of this hour of the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria Cara. You and me thinking about the Beatles because their photographer, Robert Freeman, he basically helped define their image, the best known album covers, that sort of thing. He came up with great ideas. He passed away at the age of 82. He began his career as a photojournalist for the Sunday Times in London, had lots of portraits of leading jazz musicians, and then he started working with the Beatles. He shot the black and white cover for the with the Beatles' 1963 album cover. Their faces were sort of in part shadowed. Became a defining image of the Beatles. Was used for the 1964 U.S. album Meet the Beatles. Remember that? I remember.
Yeah, we all remember that.
Remember that one, yeah. No, come on. In an online... McCartney said, people often think that the cover shot for Meet the Beatles of our foreheads in half shadow was a carefully arranged studio shot. In fact, it was taken quite quickly by Robert in the corridor of a hotel that we were in, where natural light came in from the windows at the end of the corridor. McCartney said that Freeman was one of our favorite photographers during the Beatles years, came up with some of our most iconic album covers. He called them imaginative and a true original thinker. Freeman went on to photograph the covers of Beatles for Sale, Help, and A Rubber Soul. For that 65 album, Freeman stretched the Beatles' faces, kind of subtly suggesting that they were experimenting with psychedelic stuff, and they were starting there anyway. Ringo said, God bless Robert Freeman, peace and love to all those families. That sounds like a perfect, perfect, perfect Ringo quote. Crank this. This is one of my favorite Beatles songs. Will you indulge me, Kara?
Anybody's helping anyway. Now these days are gone. I'm not so sure.
Isn't it fun? Listening to this. It's always sort of, when I was studying music in school, it always sort of made me think about how harmonies actually work. So very cool. All right, 26 after the hour on the DJV program for Monday Veterans Day. Joe Walsh in the musical news now. He last month wrapped up the Eagles' sold-out residency in Vegas. where the band performed Hotel California in its entirety, followed by a 23-song bonus set of their greatest hits with help from a big 46-piece orchestra and a 22-member chorus. That must have been fun. He put all his focus in overseeing the third annual Vets Aid charity show, which hit Houston's Toyota Center this past weekend. I've played other people's charities, but running one yourself is a whole different story, he said. He launched the Vets Aid in 2017 to help fund veterans' charities at the basic grassroots level. He said, quote, this started off as an idea, and sometimes things are better left undone. That is an idea. But Vets Aid became real. This year we had the Doobie Brothers, ZZ Top, Brad Paisley, Jason Isbell, Sheryl Crow, and me. You're not going to hear that lineup in any of their concerts, that's for sure. What a great, interesting combo and a half, huh? Walsh credits losing his father in World War II with deepening his empathy for other Gold Star families who've lost relatives during times of conflict. It also opened his eyes, he said, to a battle that remains sadly unfinished, the struggle of American veterans to acclimate themselves to civilian life after experiencing the horrors of combat. I think it's even worse now, frankly. The shows have raised $1.2 million over the past couple of years. Roughly 800,000 of that came from last year's event in Tacoma, Washington, where Walsh shared the bill with James Taylor, Chris Stapleton, and Don Henley. Drew Carey, who served in the U.S. Marines for 6 years during the 1980s before launching his TV career, served as the unofficial MC of the Vets Aid show, reprising that role from last year. The one thing Walsh asked of concertgoers was to check their political baggage at the gates. Good for him. Politics doesn't play in anything has to do with the veterans, as far as I'm concerned, other than how badly the hospitals and services are in some locations. He said people who don't approve of each other in a political sense can still come together and sit next to each other. In these divided days, it's a wonderful healer and unifier to just put down all of that contention, come to a show neutrally, hear good music, and support the vets. And that, I would say, was a thumbs up. Wouldn't you all agree? That's the way to look at all of this stuff and to have in the proper perspective. So that's the story of this big Veterans All-Star concert from last night here on the DJV program, where it's 29 after the hour. Don't say nay.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new phase of the impeachment inquiry begins this week with public hearings. Lawmakers are still debating about the process, which begins on Wednesday. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Speaker Pelosi's decision and Adam Schiff's decision to prevent the Republicans from calling their own witnesses is just doubling down on stupid.
Also on Face the Nation, California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell.
We're going to handle that this week, taking up the Republican witness list, and we're going to be fair about it.
But Democrats do make clear that some of the proposed GOP witnesses are unlikely to be approved, like the whistleblower and Hunter Biden. It's going to be bitter cold this week. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
When it comes to minimum temperatures, the mornings of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we are looking at 80 locations that are expected to break low temperatures for the day.
This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yeah, 34 at the hour on the Monday DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keeling and Kara Schillen here on this holiday. We'll talk about Veterans Day in a moment or two. Lots of things that are worth our consideration. A lot of activity this past weekend. I'll talk about that as well in a few minutes. But first, there is a, in the trending department, Victoria is following all these arrests for the bad celebrities. Who's getting it in the chops? What are we, what's going on, Victoria?
Well, Jane Fonda got, she actually escaped arrest this
year. Thank God. She's been in jail more than she's been out.
So she already had, she's already been arrested three times. This would have, four times. This would have been her fifth. And so apparently her team told her, you can't get arrested again, because if you do, then it's going to mean mandatory jail time, and she's got to get back to California in a month to start filming Grace and Frankie. So they told her,
hey. My arrest schedule conflicts with my filming schedule.
Exactly. And so last week, for her fourth arrest, she had to spend the night in jail. So this past Friday, for her Fire Drill Fridays, the weekly climate change protest down in D.C., she managed to escape arrest. I think From what I've been reading, it looks like the Capitol Police kind of looked the other way for a lot of these
Well, they knew what her schedule was, said, all right.
Well, yeah, they also said that apparently it's caused a lot of backup and paperwork, and they've had so many people that they've had to arrest every Friday, so they kind of looked the other way. Now, one of the reasons that they may have looked the other way, it's being speculated, is because two guys named Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield were also there, better known as Ben and Jerry, the ice cream founders. They actually brought ice cream for the Capitol Police. And there are really funny, there are some funny images of Ben and Jerry handing out ice cream, specifically Save Our Swirled, which is the climate change flavor. And so Save Our Swirled is raspberry ice cream with marshmallows in it and yeah, and so it's apparently very popular. They launched it, and the proceeds go to different climate change organizations. And so they were handing all the ice cream out to the Capitol Police. So it is speculated that maybe they softened the blow of arrest by handing out delicious ice cream. So good for Ben and Jerry, but so they escaped arrest as well.
Good for them. Today, as you know, is Veterans Day. The tribute that we have every year to military veterans who have served in any of the armed forces. And this is something that often gets confused with Memorial Day, which honors those who have died. This is for those who are alive and all military veterans. Veterans Day celebrated actually first as Armistice Day after the end of World War I. November 11th, 1919, President Wilson, after the ending of the war, it was 1 year after World War I was over, declared that we would have a Veterans Day. Purpose was to honor the fallen soldiers, but again, it wasn't called Veterans Day, it was Armistice Day. Congress in 1926 adopted a resolution requesting President Smiling Cal Coolidge issue a proclamation on November 11th making Armistice Day, I'm pronouncing it, you say it 100 times fast, Armistice Day, a legal holiday, spelled A-R-M-I-S-T-I-C-E, Armistice. In 1945, World War II veteran Raymond Weeks had the idea to expand this day to celebrate all veterans rather than just the ones who died in World War I. He led a delegation to General Eisenhower, who was all for the idea, in fact. Weeks then conducted the first Veterans Day celebration. 1945 was the year. It was in Alabama. And every year after that, until he died in 1985, in 82, he was honored by President Reagan with the Presidential Citizenship Medal. So that's basically the core, the inner area, the inner workings of Veterans Day and where it all came from. And I wonder how many of us actually take the day instead of to go buy a special set of sheets or whatever other things are going on. The Veterans Day sale, it's a blowout sale at Best Buy or what, you know, come on. This is the very solemn day for me anyway. And I think it ought to be for other people, no matter what their age. We think about those who are alive, who have served and are serving, and people who haven't. You know, I'm not one who wants to glorify or glamorize everybody, because even though some go in, there are those who really do have jobs that require bravery and skill and dedication, devotion, sacrifice. You know, there are, and I don't think much of many of us do not know what goes on. When I was at the Ohio State game on Saturday, and one of the things that happened during there were in each break there were various vets who were honored for the people in the stands, and during one of them there was a flyover of some jets from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, and it sort of caught everybody by surprise as they, you know, they were maybe 1,000 feet over the stadium, these three jets scared the pants out of me. And then, you know, everybody cheered. It's a display of, I guess, our power and the hardware and all that other stuff. But the power and the hardware isn't really the bottom line. The bottom line are the men and women who put that uniform on, and they go to Afghanistan, they go to Iran, they go to the Middle East, and they go all over the place.
to many of the hotspots in the world where there needs to be some organized pushback, if that's what it is. And there's all kinds of training that's involved. Unless you've been in the service, maybe you don't know what's required. And that brings me around to talking about a fellow who was in the Air Force that fell out of a plane over the Gulf of Mexico during a training exercise. 29-year-old Staff Sergeant Cole Condiff fell out of a C-130 aircraft during a parachute training exercise. His parachute was deployed. He fell 1,500 feet. People saw him treading water after he got into the water, but apparently the parachute covered him somehow or other, and he drowned. They were doing tactical training. I didn't hear what you said, Victoria.
I said that's awful.
Oh, Jennifer said that. Yeah, of course it's terrible. It is awful. But it, you know, shows what the danger of these people that really are in the core of the folks who put their lives on the line. And I'm not, people sometimes hear me say this and they think I'm denigrating the people who put the uniform on that didn't necessarily see service. But there's support that's needed, obviously, for all these people. It just, for me, there is, and there's not always a lot of respect for some of the, like the Coast Guard. People say, that's, you know, they didn't, what do they do? My father happened to be in the Coast Guard, and maybe that's why I take it a little more seriously. He was stationed on a Coast Guard cutter. He was home every night, but he spent 12 hours, 12 and a half hours, 7 days a week for the entire duration of the war. He signed up the day war was declared, and he hung up his uniform the last day of the war. He was in charge of keeping the men physically fit on this Coast Guard cutter. There was 85 men on it, and that was his job. And
on the ocean in New Jersey, I think the Coast Guard does a lot of work and all kinds of stuff. The Coast Guard is in charge of drug trafficking. They're constantly busting people. I don't know. I think the Coast Guard does plenty. I would never ever say, what do they do? That's an ignorant thing to say.
It is an ignorant thing to say, but you know, we tend to, the news media glorifies those men in uniform, the Green Berets or the people that are in Delta Force or the CB, not the CBs, although I was talking to a kid this weekend, my friend Ralph Talmadge's son was in the CBs, and he's a rugged guy, and they were, you know, he was in several different theaters of war probably 10, 12 years ago. And the CBs went in. The CBs were formed. This is an interesting historical perspective, and I won't take any more time at this point in the program. But CBs were established in World War II to try to, and I think they started around Midway. There's a movie that came out this weekend called Midway, which is a story of the battle for Midway, which really turned the course of the war for the Americans in the Pacific. And it was in this group that he wasn't there, but the CBs were developed there because the Japanese would have hold of these islands, and we would send over, we're trying to build bases so we can keep moving closer to the Japanese. And the planes, you know, couldn't travel like they could today, so we had to hop, skip, and jump across the islands in the Pacific, and each one of the islands we took over, we would build an Air Force base on. And that's what they had civilian contractors until they got to a certain point around Midway, and they all got killed. The Japanese that were still there would just knock them all off. So that's where the CBs were trained to fight and to build. They were the ones after that that built most of the runways and all of the things that were necessary on these islands and elsewhere for the Navy to continue to expand across. And they still are in existence today, building in Afghanistan and in the Middle East and wherever they're needed to build the bases that we use. So anyway, I thought that was worth underscoring. And so it is that we think about the veterans who we're very much in debt to. I think that's the best way of putting it. Speaking of veterans, one of the things I did this weekend was attend the Radio Hall of Fame induction ceremony in New York Friday night, a group of eight every year. This thing's been going on now ever since I can remember. It was started back in, the 1990s. You can do the math. There are 270 inductees, and they do 80 a year, so you can figure it out from there. This year's inductees were a guy named Sean Hollywood Hamilton,
who was a big timer in Los Angeles. I'm sure Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. I know him.
Yeah, he's gone back and forth from L.A. to New York and, you know, back and forth and back and forth on rock stations. He was inducted along with Harry Harrison, who was the morning mayor in New York. And I don't think even he would have been around when you were a kid.
I've actually never heard that name. I don't know
never.
Who it is.
Really?
No.
Okay. He was the morning guy on WMCA in New York. He was the morning guy on MCA. He was there for 7 years. He was the morning guy on WABC in New York for 17 years. And then he was the morning guy on WCBS-FM for, I think, 13, 14 years. Retired about 10 years ago. He has one of those fabulous voices, friendly, warm, and he absolutely belonged in the Radio Hall of Fame. A guy named Joe Madison, who was a talk show host in Washington, did a syndicated show. He's now on SiriusXM, focus on justice, black issues, that sort of thing. He's called the Black Eagle. Jim Rome was inducted in. He's probably the first and maybe arguably one of the best known, if not the best known, sports talk personality in the country. Ryan Seacrest was in. You don't need any more information about Ryan Seacrest other than Ryan Seacrest. He was. Each one of these people were inducted by people they know well. It happened that Ryan was inducted into the Hall of Fame by Fallon. Jimmy Fallon was there, and he was pretty much Jimmy Fallon. John Tesh was inducted. His wife Connie Selica inducted him. If you go to my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, you see a picture of me with Dr. Ruth. I sat next to her. She was inducted. She is one. How old is she now? 91.
I know. I was surprised to see her picture. She still looks the same, though.
She is absolutely a character. And she's a wonderful, every bit what you heard on the radio when it first got started and all through the years of her radio and television career, she's still the same. She's flirtatious.
How
she's
come I feel like
fun.
You flirted with her? Did you flirt back with her?
No, we were friendly. We were nice. We had a nice conversation.
Did you slip her your digits, Stefan?
No, will you stop?
Catch. Think about what she knows.
Yes, right. The whole idea, the whole thing is to underscore people who have had a great careers in radio, and so it was nice. It was a nice affair, and I appreciated being there. All right, and then if we were going to do sports, you could also on my facebook.com/Doug Steffen on my personal page, a picture of me standing with my friends, the Talmadges and the Whites. We went to the Ohio State game on Saturday in Columbus, and it was cold. It wasn't a fun time for me because I didn't feel that good anyway. It wasn't a great game because it was one-sided. I said, my quip was at the end of the post, I think they won. They certainly have, earned their place as number one. It depends on the poll. When we walked out, my friend Ralph says, they're going to be number one this week. And they are number one. And one of the things that I found that really bothered me, and shouldn't bother me. This program, the athletic program serving itself, produces $200 million a year in revenue for Ohio State. The guy who's the coach of the Ohio State team makes his base pay is $6.5 million a year. And then he does all kinds of other things to get him up to about $8 million. But think about that in terms of, what do kids learn? I mean, I don't know. I just find, because I'm not a sports fan, I guess maybe I have a different point of view about it. But anyway, the Buckeyes won, and that's good for them and good for all the people who were their supporters. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Three after the hour, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan here to focus all of our attention on a couple of very important technical stories, which is something we do in this hour of the program at this time every day. For those of you who are either new to the program or just tuning in at this hour for the first time, we start with a focus on Costco and a new thing, sort of a team up, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a pretty interesting partnership. Costco and Instacart are entering the prescription delivery game. They're teaming up on a pilot project. They've been notifying their members in California and Washington State already. That's where they're going to start testing this out. Now, this project involves delivering medicines in less than an hour, and all the fees are waived for orders over $35, which, if you buy prescriptions in the U.S. of A., you know that it's pretty easy to get up above $35. And so the delivery prices will vary depending on how quickly someone needs their medicine delivered. The fastest option will be an hour, but typically it'll cost less than $10 for the delivery fee. The Instacart delivery person will have to ask for ID before handing over the drugs, and they will only be allowed to make medicine deliveries once they pass the HIPAA certification training to prepare them for the rules around people's sensitive health information, things like that. So they are trying to approach this from really they're having all their bases covered, which is good. Costco is actually not the first retailer to dabble in prescription delivery. Amazon bought PillPack. That's an internet pharmacy startup that focuses on patients with chronic ailments, and they essentially put all of your medications and vitamins and supplements into one little pack. That's why it's called a pill pack. And so Walmart also is going to be doing some mail order deliveries from their pharmacy in certain places. So everyone's kind of testing this out. But for the elderly or the immobile, it's a great thing to be able to have a trusted source delivering your medications.
Good idea.
Here's a company that's shaking up the wireless industry once again, with big plans to bring connectivity to some of the most deserving and underserved people in the country. Here's some more on that, specifically from Andy Solomon.
When the proposed T-Mobile and Sprint merger is complete, the new T-Mobile will deliver three initiatives that will use its nationwide 5G network to bring connectivity to millions. T-Mobile's Chief Marketing Officer, Matt Steneff.
Through our Connecting Heroes initiative, we'll give every first responder in every public and nonprofit state and local first responder agency across the country free 5G access with the highest priority of any plan on our network. Project 10 Million aims to eradicate the homework gap for students without internet access. Through an unprecedented $10 billion commitment, the new T-Mobile will give free service, hotspots, and reduced-cost devices to 10 million households over 5 years. Our new T-Mobile Connect plan is just $15 a month, half off T-Mobile's lowest-cost plan. Consumers on a budget will get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigabytes of high-speed smartphone data, plus annual automatic data upgrades.
For more, visit newtmobile.com.
The Geek Out. The holiday buying season is near, specifically Black Friday, and many of those deals are starting to show up. But a warning about one of them. The Nintendo Switch is always high on the gamer's wish list, and currently there are offers for a Switch bundle with Mario Kart 8 for $299, but it's not really a deal. It's for an older model of the Switch with shorter battery life. Recently, the Switch got an update with a better battery, and this deal appears to want to exhaust the remaining inventory. And by the way, $299 is what the Switch retails for anyway, so this is actually a bad deal. So if you're thinking of a Switch as a gift, beware, and to help you make sure you're getting the right one, we've posted the details on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/test miles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive E operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019, excludes all electric vehicles.
All right, next up in the focus on the technology report, this is Tech Talk on the DJV program. Once again, to underscore what we're doing, Instagram is running some tests. What are they doing?
Instagram is, yes, they are running tests, and they're actually going to hide the like counts on posts in 7 different countries around the world, and they're actually starting in the U.S. for certain accounts this week. It's kind of unclear why they're doing this. This is very bad news for influencers because the number of likes that they get per post is essentially how they bill people. So that's how they make money. So it will level the playing field in a sense between influencers, celebrities, regular people on Instagram. If you're looking at someone's page, you won't be able to see how many likes they have. Only the user themselves behind the scenes will actually know how many likes each post is getting. Facebook is also experimenting with this. They're running tests of hiding the like counts in Australia right now. Again, I don't really know where it's going to get anybody, but essentially that's the direction that they're all going in.
Huh. All right, there we got it. Good explanation. Thank you. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the...
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.